Do you ever wonder if your life really matters? Pastor Rick says God has a good plan and purpose for your life. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called Live Your Calling. What on earth am I here for? In these lessons, you'll discover that real meaning and significance come from understanding and fulfilling God's purpose for you here on earth. In a moment, we're going to tell you how to get a hardcover copy of Pastor Rick's number one best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life. As you journey through this book, you'll discover the purposes you were created for and begin living the life of significance you were meant to live. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called The Call Is For You.
The Bible says in Ephesians 2:10, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works." In other words, we're made for a purpose, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, this verse is filled with some important truth, so let's look at it. First, it says we're God's workmanship. Circle that word. The word there in the Bible, in the Greek, is the word poema. It's the word we get poem from. You are God's poem. You are God's work of art. You are God's craftsmanship, workmanship. Many translations of the Bible translate this, you are God's masterpiece. You say, well, I don't think I'm much of a masterpiece. Well, then you don't realize how much value God has put in your life. You say, well, I'm not a masterpiece. I'm a pretty beat up piece of junk. You're not junk. Jesus didn't die for junk. If you look at Jesus on the cross, arms outstretched and his nail-pierced hands, and he's saying, this is how valuable you are. This is how valuable. You're valuable enough to die for. You're not junk because God doesn't create junk. Jesus doesn't die for junk, and the Holy Spirit doesn't live in junk. You are a masterpiece. You're God's masterpiece, but it only shows when you fulfill your calling. If you try to be what somebody else wants you to be, you're going to miss it. And your true beauty, your true greatness won't come out. You are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Those good works are your contribution to the world. You were not put on this planet just to breathe and take up space and die. You weren't put here to simply be a consumer. Oh, there's a new kind of makeup. I think I'll get that. Oh, there's a new clothing. I'll get that. No, you were put here to be a contributor, to make a contribution with your life. And the Bible calls your life contribution your good works. It's part of your calling. Now, here's the cool thing. We all have different good works. Your contribution, your good works are going to be different than my contribution, my good works. And my contribution, good works, are going to be different than the person sitting next to you. And God makes us all different, gives us all different callings so that everything in the world gets done. It's all a part of it. You're God's workmanship, created to make a contribution, which God prepared in advance. Circle that, prepared in advance for us to do. That means a long time before you thought of it, God had thought of your calling. In fact, here's the third principle. Number three, God chose my calling before I was born. You need to know that as we get ready to go in to live your calling the next 6 weeks. My calling is a gift from God. I'm called for God's purpose, not mine. And my calling was before I was born. God chose it. Let me show you some verses on this. Galatians chapter 1, verse 15. Paul says, "It pleased God in his kindness to choose me and call me even before I was born." What undeserved mercy. Here's another example. Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. "Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you." God called you before you were even born. And the Bible says God uniquely shaped you. You are a custom-made baby. You're a prescription baby. You say, well, I got all kinds of flaws. Isaiah 44, verse 2. I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born. Now, this is going to be our memory verse this week, so I want you to look at it in detail. It says three things. First, it says, I am your creator. What does that mean? It means you're not an accident. You're not an accident. You were uniquely chosen, created, and called by God. You say, why is it important for me to not think I'm an accident? Because if you think you're an accident, you're going to live like it. And you're going to accidentally just kind of go through life without any purpose, without any direction. You're not an accident. I am your creator. You're not an accident. You were in my care. That means you're deeply loved. You were in God's care when you were in the womb. It says, even while you were growing inside your mother. Do you realize this is why abortion is wrong? Because that's not a fetus in that mother. That's a baby that God has already numbered that baby's days, chose that baby to be born. Accidental parents, yes. Accidental babies, no. God chose to create and call you before you were even born. So you weren't a fetus before you were born. You were a baby already chosen, already called, and already created by God for a purpose and a calling. And then it says, you were in my care before I was even born. God planned you before you were born. Now, I want you to memorize this verse because it will encourage you on days you feel discouraged. When you feel like your life's an accident, it's not. When you feel like nobody cares, God does. When you feel like your life doesn't have a purpose, God planned you before you were born. So we're going to learn this. Now, the important part of a memory verse, remember, is always learning the address. That is where it is in the Bible. That's the hardest part to remember, the numbers, the chapter and the verse. Isaiah 44:2. So the way you learn a Bible verse is you say it aloud. You learn through the ear, not through the eye. You can read something over and over and over and you still won't memorize it. You only learn it by saying it. And when you say it, you learn through the ear. You memorize with the ear. So each week, for 6 weeks, we're going to memorize. Now, this is a pretty short verse. It's like 10 words. You can get this. So let's say it aloud together. We'll say the verse reference at the beginning and at the end. Okay, read it with me. Isaiah 44:2. I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born. And where is that verse? Isaiah 44:2. Okay, let's say it again. By the way, where is this verse? Sorry. Ready? Isaiah 44:2. I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born. Isaiah 44:2. Now, you remember in the past when I used to do this thing where I'd say, get it, and you'd say, got it, and I would say, good. In this series, we're going to add a fourth phrase because I don't want you to just get it. I want you to pass it on. So I'll say, get it, and you'll say, got it, and I'll say, good, and then you'll say, give it away, okay, and give it away. So I'll say, get it, you'll say, got it, I'll say, good, you'll say, give it away. Okay, ready? Get it? Good. Very good, class. By the way, do you know what Isaiah 44:2 is? Let's say it. I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born. Isaiah 44:2. Turn to the next person next to you and say, you're a genius. All right. Congratulations. All right. Some of you, that's the first Bible verse you've ever memorized. Now, by the end of this, you're going to have 6 major verses of the Bible in your mind to remember.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you ever wonder if your life really matters, or what on earth are you here for? Pastor Rick says God has a good plan and purpose for your life. And in his best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, he lays out an easy-to-follow roadmap for your spiritual journey, a journey that will transform your life. This timeless book has been reimagined for young and old, and now has special bonus features including a video introduction from Pastor Rick for each chapter, an audio lesson from Pastor Rick at the end of each chapter, and 2 new bonus chapters on the most common barriers to living a purpose-driven life. As you go through this book, you'll discover that real meaning and significance come from understanding and fulfilling God's purpose for you here on earth, and how living out the purpose you were created for moves you beyond mere survival and success to a life of significance, the life you were meant to live. As thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you The Purpose-Driven Life by Pastor Rick. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get this powerful resource today. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Thanks so very much.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Now, there's a fourth thing that the Bible teaches us about your calling, and it is this. This is a big one. My sins and my mistakes don't change my call. Oh, I'm so glad for this one. My sins and my mistakes don't change my call, God's call for my life. It doesn't matter how messed up your life has been, whether you messed it up or somebody messed it up for you, no matter how screwy it got, how difficult it became, no matter how many dumb decisions you've made in the past, it hasn't changed God's call on your life at all. The call that God gave you before you were born, the call that God gave you when you were saved and reaffirmed when you're saved, is a calling that God says it's there forever. It's a permanent calling. And God doesn't change it. Now, a good example of this, of course, was Paul. I mean, Paul was a pretty rude dude in a crude mood before he became an apostle. God called him to be an apostle. And in 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul says this: by calling me into his service, Jesus has judged me trustworthy, even though I used to be a blasphemer and a persecutor and contemptuous. Mercy, however, was shown me, because while I lacked faith, I acted in ignorance. I love that phrase, the honesty there. While I lacked faith, I acted in ignorance. You know what he's saying? He's saying, I did a lot of dumb stuff growing up. How many of you would admit, I did a lot of dumb stuff growing up, okay? I did a lot of, okay. That's apostle training, okay? Congratulations. Okay. Do you know what Paul was? He was going to people's homes, dragging them out in the street, throwing them into jail, killing people. He was a murderer. And God said, Paul, that didn't change the call that I had for you from the day you were born. I had a plan for you. And even the bad stuff fits into the plan. The fact that I love most about God is that he never wastes anything, and he fits it all into his plan. Even my sin. Even the stupid decisions that I've made that I will regret the rest of my life, God says, you know what? I'm going to even put that in the plan. We'll make it work. I can bring all things can work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. I can fit that in there too. And not only can God say your sins and your mistakes don't change your calling, the sins of other people against you don't change your calling. Some of you may feel a little bruised, a little battered, a little beat up by the world. Maybe you had somebody who was unfaithful to you. You had somebody walk out of your life. You had somebody betray you, reject you. Some of you have been molested. Some of you have been raped. I'm sorry, I am. But you know what? That did not change one bit of your value, and that did not change one bit of God's call on your life. It has not changed. You are still God's workmanship, God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. And you know what God says? You know what? I can even take the ugly stuff, and I'll take the stinger out of it, and you know what? I'll even bring good out of it in your life if you'll let me. The Bible says, my sins and mistakes don't change God's call. I want you to write this down on your outline. God has no plan B for me. A lot of people think, you know what, I really screwed up on that one, therefore I got to live with plan B the rest of my life. No, you don't. It's part of plan A. God has no plan B for me. When I think about this, I think about Chuck Colson. Chuck Colson was one of the most powerful men in the world. In his day, he was assistant to the President of the United States of America. And then he got involved in a scandal, Watergate, and he went to prison. And in prison, he found Christ, became a believer, saw the need for people in prisons to know the Lord, started Prison Fellowship, which now in like 150, 60 countries, has blessed millions of people. But when God created Chuck Colson, he knew he would be going from the presidency to prison and back out all in one life. And he said, I'm going to fit it into the plan. I'm going to fit it into the plan. Number five, the fifth thing we learn about God's calling is my calling is permanent. This is a further extension of what I just said. What I mean when it's permanent means nobody can take it from you. When you were growing up, your parents tried to probably make you something that you didn't really want to be. Or your girlfriend, your boyfriend tried to make you something you didn't want to be. Or your boss or somebody in your life always trying to pressure you and conform you to take away your true calling. Your calling cannot be taken from you. Satan can't take your calling away from you. You can't take your calling away from you. Other people can't take your calling away from you, and God won't, because he says, I've given it to you permanently. The Bible says in Romans 11, verse 29, God's gifts and his callings are, read it with me, irrevocable. Circle that. They cannot be taken away. They are permanent. The calling on your life is never, ever going to change. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've messed up, the expression may change, the timing, the when, the where, the how, but the calling will not change. You still have the same gifts God gave you from the beginning. Now, what does this verse teach us? If my calling is permanent, it means this. My job is not my calling, because your job changes. How many of you have ever changed jobs? Yeah. How many of you have ever lost a job? How many of you have ever been unemployed? Yeah. You're going to have many, many jobs in life. Your job is not your calling. Jobs change all the time. Calling never changes. This is an eye-opener for some of you. The Bible says God's gifts and his call can never be withdrawn. So no matter what happens, they're permanent in your life. Number six, very important point. My calling is connected to others. My calling, my assignment from God in life, my purpose, my vision, the dream God has for my life is connected to other people. What do I mean by that? You cannot fulfill your purpose in life by yourself. It is impossible. You can only do it connected to other people. Calling and community go together. You cannot be what God wants you to be. You cannot fulfill what God wants you to fulfill. You cannot enjoy your destiny on your own. You have to be connected to the body to fulfill your calling. The Bible calls the church the body of Christ, the family of God, but it calls it the body. And we're all members, like a hand, eye, nose, feet, everything, connected to the body. Look at this verse on the screen, Romans 14, 7. None of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. You got to be connected. How do you get connected? Through a church family. It's why we talk about small groups all the time. Because in that small group, there's a connection there where you learn from other people. They help you in your weakness. You help them in their weakness. Hebrews 3, 1. Brothers and sisters, you are holy partners in a heavenly calling. We're better together. We're better as a team. That's why, church, you have to be connected.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, do you ever wonder if your life really matters? Or what on earth are you here for? Pastor Rick says God has a good plan and a purpose for your life. And in his best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, he lays out an easy-to-follow roadmap for your spiritual journey, a journey that will transform your life. This timeless book has been reimagined for young and old and now has special bonus features including a video introduction from Pastor Rick for each chapter, an audio lesson from Pastor Rick at the end of each chapter, and two new bonus chapters on the most common barriers to living a purpose-driven life. As you go through this book, you'll discover that real meaning and significance come from understanding and fulfilling God's purpose for you here on earth, and how living out the purpose you were created for moves you beyond mere survival and success to a life of significance, the life you were meant to live. As thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you The Purpose-Driven Life by Pastor Rick. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hello, everybody. Today I want to share with you the story of Christine, who wrote to me. She says she lost everything, but I want you to listen how God is working in her life now. Christine wrote this to me. Pastor Rick, Daily Hope has brought me out of some truly dark times. 3.5 years ago, my marriage of 13 years ended. My husband was an atheist, and I decided early on in our relationship that he would be my number one priority, not God. And for 13 years, I tolerated being lied to and cheated on, and told that believing in God was stupid and foolish. And then he ended it all, and I was left alone with nothing. No friends, no home, no family. And as I was facing a new life on my own, a coworker recommended that I listen to the Daily Hope podcast. And after a few weeks of listening, I got up the nerve to return to church for the first time in over 13 years. It's been challenging starting my life all over again, and I still encounter obstacles almost daily, but I have also grown, and I've healed a lot over the last 3 years. Now, I continue to listen to the Daily Hope podcast, and I just purchased your book, A Purpose-Driven Life. I've been going to church steadily, and I even sing now on our worship team. Had it not been for Daily Hope, I don't know if I would have ever returned to church or to God. But I'm so glad that I did. Thank you, Daily Hope. Well, you know, thanks for writing, Christine. Your story is a great reminder that God can use any pain in our lives to draw us closer to Him if we'll give it to Him. And then He can bring good even out of all the bad if we will just trust Him. Now, you know, notice that Christine found out about Daily Hope and the podcast because a coworker shared it when she was facing dark days. It was just a simple act by a friend, simply forwarding a podcast that helped Christine start her journey back to God, and it helped her reconnect with a church family. What a simple step to make such a major change in someone's life. Can you think of somebody in pain right now that you could forward on the Daily Hope podcast to? Can you think of somebody who's suffering, somebody who is questioning, somebody who's in despair? Would you do that for a friend? Would you share Daily Hope with someone in your family or someone at work? I'd like you to just pray and ask God, say, God, show me the people around me that you want to know you. And show me the people that I should share Daily Hope with. If you do that, I am certain God will show you. He'll bring names and faces to mind. Just try it. God bless you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.